across the country and around the world.
We are listening now to
TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
You're listening to Relationship Management on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Dr. Wayne Thompson.
And we're back here live again at Relationship Management as we continue with our discourse, what makes marriage work? Yes, and so we were just saying at the end of the last session that there must be a generally positive atmosphere in the marriage. And then secondly, that deep friends can reduce the negative emotional fallout that comes from conflicts by accepting each other's emotions and refraining from evaluating or judging them. Now, let's talk about something here that's critically important. There are too many couples out there. They crash when they are having conflicts, and the area that they tend to crash in the most is in the area of not being able to accept the other person's emotional expressions. Well, you see, this is why deep friendship is so critically important. The whole objective of having deep friendship allows the safety net of vulnerability to be blanketed over the discussion so that as both persons share on this delicate area and express their deep emotions and feelings, it should not cause either party to take it personally, and no one should begin the process of attacking the other person because of their expressions. That is wrong, that is disrespectful, and a healthy marriage does not operate like that. Oh my goodness, did you get that? Healthy marriages do not operate like that. I don't understand why persons take things personally. You need to recognize that in an adult relationship, your spouse has the freedom to express him or herself. Now, we are not talking about derogatory expressions, but if I don't wish to go to my in-law's house for Thanksgiving dinner, I should not be made to be a villain, an outcast, an uncaring person. I am simply sharing my deep feelings with my spouse, feelings that I will not share with anyone else. So a healthy marriage, both spouses have the ability to navigate around the emotional fallout that comes about when there are conflicts, because each person has a different point of view and each person is passionately expressing their points of view. And if you are not careful, you can cause the other person to feel that, or let me say that again. It is okay to express yourself passionately. It is wrong for the other person in a trusting environment to take your passionate expression personally. That's better. But it happens all the time. And then, here's what's so interesting. When you make yourself vulnerable by expressing your deep thoughts and feelings, you are vilified, and then next week you are asked to be vulnerable, and then they wonder why you stop being vulnerable, and that is when the friendship begins to disintegrate and grow, because individuals who are friends can express themselves, and they are not vilified for their expressions. And maybe you need to make a commitment to make an adjustment in this area. Maybe you need to examine to see whether or not you are too thin-skinned. We are so quick to blame. We are so quick to blame. And maybe what we should be doing is giving the other person in the relationship the benefit of the doubt. So it's okay to have conflicts. It is inappropriate to be derogatory and degrading in the expression of your thoughts and feelings. Remember, healthy marriages and relationships, they do things respectfully. That's critically important. So, couples who are deep friends choose not to experience their spouse's emotions as personal attacks. Because of the depth of the friendship, they are able to remove their personhood out of the equation so that it is not downloaded in them as a personal attack from their spouse. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Can you imagine how much more joy and peace would be in your marriage if you were able to do that? And don't say that you can't, because there's no such thing as can't. We can do it if we put our minds to it. So, healthy couples choose. You see, this is a choice. And that's why marriage is not for lazy people. This is a choice. They choose not to experience their spouse's emotions as personal attacks. Deep friends can quarrel, can argue with the understanding that the other's spouse's emotions are to be accepted. It is the issues that must be negotiated. In other words, the partner, the spouse, the significant other is always valued and treated with respect. How many times has your discussion switched from the family dinner to "you don't like my people"? That's an indication that you are not focusing on the issue at hand, but you are focusing on the emotional expression. That is not healthy. That is not healthy. That is not a good thing at all. The partner must always be valued. The partner must always be treated with respect. And if the topic is so fiery to the point whereby that you feel that you are becoming overcharged and overwhelmed, then you simply ought to let the other spouse know, I think I need a little time out, and maybe we can come back to this in another hour or so. Now, respectful people come back to it. People who do not have deep, respectful friendships, they use things like this to escape and to avoid addressing the issues. You are not a true team player if you use this to circumvent addressing the issue. Now, conflict and the expression of a wide range of emotions is an essential part of healthy friendships and also healthy marriages. Okay? when relationships work, when friendships work, when marriage works, it works because conflict is faced and it is worked through. In relationships where conflicts are avoided and left half undone and not worked through, those relationships suffer. They suffer. Okay? So when marriage works, it's because conflicts are faced and worked through. Now persons who have to argue until the other person submits to their point of view, that is not a healthy relationship. Okay, there's some sickness in that relationship. And we're going to have to do some shows on that area, because there's a lot of folk out there who have zero inflexibility. They are totally inflexible. And they need to have everything their way. It is mind-boggling. But that is wrong. They've got to win every argument. And if they don't win the argument, I mean, their face is long like a crocodile for 7 days. You know what it is to have to live with a crocodile for 7 days? Lord have mercy. You need goggles, snorkels, and tank. So, marriage works when we work through our conflicts and issues, not run from them, when we work through them. Okay? See, in healthy marriages, couples trust each other and their relationship enough to not go back away and hide their feelings that comes along with the conflicts. Okay? Healthy marriages, they choose not to back away and hide their emotions. They feel that their relationship should be strong enough to bear that. And while this is going on, there is clearly a level of respect that is displayed throughout the duration of the conflict. Now, in unhealthy marriages, it is completely different from this. This process does not happen. Okay, this does not happen. So we showed you what happens in healthy marriages. Now we're going to take some time to tell you what happens in unhealthy marriages and in unhealthy relationships. We don't want you to consistently be doing the things that's causing your marriage to suffocate and to die. We want you to be doing the things that would breathe health, wealth, and life into your relationships. We'll be back with our final segment right after this.